I'm Larry Kensington with Dayton Public Radio's Arts Focus. Maybe you don't know that Dayton now has its own circus. Not the kind that has elephants and trapeze artists and clowns, no. What I mean is the group whose full name is the Dayton Circus Creative Collective, a group founded a couple of years ago and fully dedicated to the propositions that Dayton is still very much alive and that artists of all persuasions can make it thrive again. The idea for the circus came from an energetic woman named Lorana Wong, who a few years ago became dissatisfied with her career as an electrical engineer and wondered whether doing art of some sort was really her true calling. In the spring and summer of 2006, Lorana organized a wide-ranging showcase of performance art, music, dance, and visuals called The Sideshow, which successfully brought together more than 40 different area artists for a couple of evenings of freewheeling creativity and fun, and would lead Lorana to the bigger, even more inclusive idea of the circus.
The Sideshow happened really because I wanted to create a rather large community-based art event. This is before the circus was even in my head. Mm-hmm. And as I, you know, saw the art in Dayton, listened downtown, and started gathering people, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I started, because at first it was just going to be an art show. You know, I had no intentions for the community, but it became about that when people started getting together and when we were working for 2 months in the same physical space to really get this thing moving. And then afterwards, as I had spent time with artists, because I had, you know, prior to that, spent most of my time with maybe people I had met around town, but mostly engineers.
You mean visual artists?
Yes.
Okay.
And so in spending time with them and realizing that I had those same proclivities to being an artist, I realized, well, how the hell do people make their living off of this? How does anyone survive doing this kind of work, you know? And so it was those kind of thoughts in the aftermath of the Sideshow that really led me to thinking about the circus project, where it's like, okay, how can... Apparently, it's just a hard thing to do. I mean, starving artists, there's a reason we all use those two words together. It's because traditionally, that's what you do when you're an artist.
As an electrical engineer, Lorana was definitely not starving. But even a comparatively well-fed professional can feel that her line of work may not exactly be the best fit for her. And that's the point at which Lorana had arrived about 3 years ago, when she recovered from her lowest ebb, a major depressive episode lasting a couple months. She realized that she could indeed make a major change in her life.
After the depression, I realized I had choice. That was the first thing that the depression did. And I realized that I could cut back on my hours at work. And at that time, actually, I was making jewelry, and I was starting a little jewelry business creating these things. So it kind of went hand in hand with that. Cut back from work a little bit, started doing more jewelry, but I went all the way down to 20 hours a week. I had still had benefits and everything, but even that, so like now this brings us up to a couple years ago where I was just sitting in the lab one day and sat there for 4 hours without doing any work. And I realized then that if I stayed in this job, I would become a bad employee, which is something that I was not going to do. I could just feel it. You know, I could feel it. I didn't know what was in my future. I mean, I'd started doing some performance art and things like that around that time, but it never was the type of thing where, oh, no, I'm going to quit and be an artist. I just was like, I know I can't do this. I don't know what's next, but I can't do this. So within a week, I quit.
When Lorana started to get in touch with artists to take part in the first Sideshow, she was amazed by the enthusiastic response and felt at least a bit vindicated in the decision she made to change her life in such a big way. On the next Arts Focus, I'll introduce you to local artist Jen Breeman, whose response to Lorana's idea of an artistic collective was so strong that she's become the circus's biggest fundraiser and one of its most outspoken proponents. This is Larry Kensington. Arts Focus is a production of Classical 88.1 Dayton Public Radio.